Yeah, it's always a tough time of the year to be in and packing your stuff up and going home, and you want to be putting it on still, but it's the way it goes sometimes.
Anything surprise you about coming here? You look at, I'm sure you had kind of preconceived notions as to what it would be like. I'm sure you knew that the fans would be crazy, but anything surprise you about this city this season here?
How crazy the fans were. I mean, it was that part of the game was unbelievable. You know, anywhere you went around the city, it was Jets everything. It was it's a great thing. And I thought, as a team, I thought we took a lot of big steps from where we were from the year before, and it's something that the team needs to build. And you only can get better, and look forward to next year now.
Guys tried to downplay throughout the year, but just how much of a toll did it take on everyone? I mean, the move, the new organization, it was a lot to deal with in a short period of time.
I mean, for the office part, for them to move everything, get everything ready, it was probably a lot harder on them than us. We just had to pack our clothes up and come to Winnipeg and, put the skates on here. It's, for us, it wasn't a hard thing, but, I think it's something that guys weren't used to. A lot of different things. So, but I thought we did a lot of good things this year.
What does this team need to take that next step?
We just need to be committed. For a full year, we can't. We can't take games off, and you take games off here. It's what you're doing. You're packing your stuff up. You're going home early.
How bad was the knee bothering you?
It was okay. It was, it was achy. It was, a little painful, but it's part of hockey.
You need work done on it, you think, or?
No, I think I should be okay.
Have you been contacted about playing World Championships? Would you be interested in it?
As of right now, we're just kind of try heal up, and we got a couple weeks before we have to report there, and so see how my injuries are doing at that time, and. We'll make the call then.
But as of right now, you would be planning on?
As of right now, it's up in the air. It might be a yes, but, I'm going to heal up first and make sure I go there and not hurt.
Take anything from this year as far as your own game that you'd like to see improve for next year?
I mean, I think it doesn't matter. You can always take things from every shift and, work on things to get better. And, there's going to be expectations even higher next year for us. So, that's something that we're just going to have to keep working on.
How was this year for you? You're one of the most recognizable faces in this city.
It was all right. Cooped up at home all the time, but I had a lot of fun. It was, it was great. I'm close to home and, had family here lots, and got to do a lot of, different things I don't ever get to do in the wintertime.
Does the offseason change for you at all? Do you do anything different, or is it status quo coming into next year for you?
I don't think you really change anything. You go in, you go to the gym, and, you get things done as much as you can every day.
Plans on staying, hanging out here for a while, or heading right out?
Probably just going to head out right away. I'll probably stick around for a week or two and check out a couple lakes around here and go from there.
Come back and all.
That's right.